any machinery out here? Was that the
house? No, you see, as you probably know, the Air Force is
United.
Investigates all reports of that type.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And you probably read the publicity that's been put out in connection with it. And whenever we hear something like this, well, we try to do a source and see how authentic it is, if at all.
Well, tell me, how long have you been on this particular investigation?
Well, we haven't given this thing much thought until just recently. And we found that Mr. Murphy got it through a man by the name of Davis from you, and we'd like to see where you got it for, or is it originated with you?
Well, no, it did not originate with me. However, the source that I got it at, I can't tell you, though I would like to. Where I live in a very confidential spot. I believe that I am responsible, however, for Murphy hearing about it. Through this deal of, what did you say his name was? Davies? Responsibility for him, I don't know.
Well, we know that you told Mr. Murphy in the presence of others, and we didn't speak directly to him, but you related your information in the presence of about 5 or 6 people connected to the Fort Lord Company.
Mm-hmm.
And, probably the average one of them that overheard it.
Mm-hmm. Actually, there were about 4, I believe. They went out from Murphy and others.
I think there was one man from out here along with you on that ticket check, isn't that right? But we don't know who it was, but I think the way Mr. Murphy told us that a friend of yours or another man from the KMYR was out there with you.
Yes, that's right. There was a fellow by the name of Holden Fuller.
Yeah.
He was a new man starting here that I took out. How far have you gone with your investigation of this thing, other than just contacting these few people?
Well, we had offices all over the country in this
investigation. What do you think of the flying saucer story?
Well,
how far have you gotten there with
it? I'll tell you, we're over here to see what you know about it.
I see. In other words, you're not divulging any information.
No, we're not.
Well, I'll tell you, what was told to me, frankly and honestly, was told in the strictest of confidence. Now, I don't believe that I have violated that confidence in any way, for the simple reason I have never mentioned any names, where I've got the information I've got.
You have mentioned names.
Well, have I?
Sorry that we got now. I can say, we got a third hand, we're coming to you because we're sort of
Actually, I, to my knowledge, have never mentioned any name. Nor do I intend to anyone. Now, the reason for that is this, and I think if you were put in my position, you'd feel the same identical way that I do. This was entrusted to me as a confidence. Now, I have
information that you passed on to 4 or 5 other people?
Not the information? No, it was not entrusted to me as a confidence, no.
Yeah,
it was told to me as a story. However, the names where I got it from was entrusted to me as a confidence. And I have no desire to jeopardize that confidence in any way, nor will I.
You believe in the story that you related?
100%.
You know, your source is so reliable that there's no place you want to deliver as to the authenticity of these things.
I think that's right, yeah.
Well, I'd like to make our decision. Fair to you, Mr. Caller.
You can just call me George.
All right.
Ready, but it's
okay.
Okay.
Good. I'd like to do that. See, we have a job to do. In other words, we're employed by the government. And we're the government. Being out of the respect. We're crazy, I know.
Why, sir? You were there.
That's for
sure.
Now, if anyone has any information regarding how slight it might be, and we go out and get these things together to get some information, remember everything that we get and other agents throughout the country goes to one central head, and there it is evaluated and speaks together. Now, if there's anything at all to all this flying saucer,
you know, I wish to have you come in yesterday. I mean, the seriously.
Well, I tried to, right?
And here's the reason I wish you had. There was a man by the name of Keyhole. down here to talk to me. Have you ever heard of him? Donald Kehoe. He wrote a very, very fascinating article in True Magazine.
I read that.
Well, he's the author. And he was out here talking to me. He said that he heard through someone who heard from somebody else, and heard from somebody else, and heard from somebody else, that I knew something about it. And I told him just exactly what I told you. That I know absolutely nothing under the sun about what he was talking about today. But then he went into the wrong detail about his article and all the information he had gathered. And of course, the Air Force denial of the thing. And then he asked me if I had ever seen this new article in Variety. And Kelly Scrap made it. So I went out and I bought that thing. That I went out to get it yesterday. And I wanted to read it up there. You boys ready?
I know the article, and I haven't read it yet.
Well, it. An extremely good article. In other words, it asks you fellows 20 questions of the Air Force. And I believe it's just waiting for another denial. That's about what it amounts to. But the facts that he includes in this thing are actually startling. That's why it's one of the reasons I wished you were here, because Keeler was up here at the time and he was trying to explain a few of them to me. And it was a very, very enlightening conversation with a man. And in fact, he had just left when you boys had come up here, and then when I called back, I was out of the office, and I tried to get him again. He went to Montana or something like that. And I was going to try to get him. I thought we'd all have a talk like yesterday, right? But and then this fellow that just called me a few seconds ago asked me the same question that you've asked me now. I can't remember his name, but he was from Kansas City Star. His name was Champ Lewis or something like that.
Yeah, the Kansas City Star carries the story, as you told it, and some have the knowledge how to use this information to give you a background. The time that you related your story, more about his company than going out to the airport and so on.
Not out to the airport, no.
They should go to the airport. Well,
I don't know anything about this. Well, really quick, I understand there was a lot of doubt, isn't that right?
He carried the story back to Kansas City.
Really quick, he got the story, all of the story, from Murphy, didn't he?
No, he was the president.
Well, I mean, we just talked about the bits of it at lunch. Just very small bits of it. In fact, he had about 18 minutes to make the plane and have lunch, so you figure out how much conversation he had.
Well, that's right. That's
he said Murphy, when I walked in, that Murphy had a long meeting with them. They were discussing this thing. And I said, over that phone, and then we picked up what we said, so that he went along. And that was all that transpired. And we had lunch out of parking lot or some golf course out of that. You know. And then the boys left, and I was not with him. I had this new man with me, and I took him out to
Well, this story of yours was for your information ever given you any part?
No.
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 What about the guest that she had over the fourth place? Is that what is that? Joker?
Yes, it's that I had in the fourth place. Well, I have to deny that I ever had it.
Well, George, we don't care whether if you're having a lot of fun with this thing.
No,
yeah.
No.
Only if you
tell. Frankly, it's class at one stage. This goddamn thing is just dreaming of nothing but taking up a lot of my time. Now, I have more time than most ordinary men have. But that's beside the point. I mean, I just can't go running off all over the country to meet with these guys and talk about this thing. In other words, I've got a job to do here, and I've got a lot more important things to do. And everybody wants a story, and everybody wants information, and so on. Now, I was told, Monday of this week, that I know absolutely nothing. Now, believe me when I say I'm not trying to be facetious or nasty to you. I'm not that kind of stuff.
You say you were told.
That's right. I don't know anything. I don't know if she would refer to it as a source or the boys. I mean, it doesn't make any difference to me. But that is the only way I have to refer to it. Now, as far as even names, New York at the Railroad Theater, I understand. That on Monday, I was called to fly and talk with me. And he throws through the story why it shows a little cloud in the sky and makes it fly go. It's put out by MGM or something, but it's to my knowledge, it's just a lie.
Man's name as denying this entire thing. I want to
I didn't imagine they would.
Well, I'm just a little guy that's thinking out another story.
Well, I thought
we're evaluating everything, you see.
I thought a little bit we'd give you a, oh, we're going to say a thumbnail sketch of the entire thing as you know it to be now.
We're kept the rest of the installation generally, but not in detail.
Well, do you believe it yourself? Just between you and I mean, I still make a damn difference what you tell me. If I tell you that if I tell somebody that some of the Air Force boys are here, they tell me they believe it, why, there'd be just another story.
Well, that's it. I don't want that to happen. Ah! I prefer not to comment on that.
I see. Well, frankly, I don't believe it 100%. And as I say, I believe that every American in the United States would say it calmly. Without any great reaction, there's no reason in the world why it's
okay. Okay, Jordan, how about you have a session to say real quick now? Right on there myself, what we're talking about the next one again. And I don't want to say this much as you think, right? And I want to make this a joke. I want to tell you that I led to believe that you had some years.
Well, let's say that I just refuse to comment on that particular question right now. I do not have the gears.
You don't have them.
I do not have
them. Did you have them, Dr. Knight? Let's quit hating.
Well, as I said, I don't have the gears. Four pieces of metal. I tell you what, somebody did this. That's the goddamn thing you ever heard of. And this was just the other day. That a letter came to me, this is general folks, from Boulder, Colorado, you see, with two little discs in it, aluminum discs. It said, does this metal resemble that of yours? I don't even know what he's talking about. I got what he's talking about.
Somebody else knows that you have some information, or you have some word.
Must believe that I have some information.
And they want to compare notes to you.
Apparently so. But the goddamn thing was signed. It was a word, it's just a postmark, it's a postscript on it. That's the firm of Colorado.
Well,
maybe somebody's trying to be descriptive. I'll tell you, you haven't read this article, Frank Sullivan.
No, I think
God damn it, now I suggest you do, because I think it has a great deal of information. And any man, see, who has that much information, come on, this is. We must know all of these people.
The Lord Hill says that anything that's fact is one deal something. And that's something that you can deal with public doing right now.
Do you know the two magazines have been after me? Give them information and a story, and you know what I've told both of them?
Really?
I said, well, I have to tell freedom. I'm sorry, I don't have any. Can you arrange a meeting, whereby we can get this information? Yet I know that Red Magazine, in particular, has offered thousands and thousands of dollars for this thing, and have offered me the same thing. And I sent the man away yesterday. Now, I can use $5 all for goddamn well, but I had to send him some of the bitch away. See? Well, that's rough as hell. That's rough.
Of
course, I can't move any of them. I can give them possibly facts that in later years will prove to be exacting facts, yes. Thank you. program director.
How soon do you
referring to what the programming of the sales of it is
providing now, how it is.
As a business, it's very good. Very good. I have been exceptionally, well, I would say lucky. Lucky and fortunate.
You do your own selling, that you contact individuals who you might be sponsored.
That's right. That's right. That's my job. It does. A lot of it is. I enjoy the job a lot, mainly because I guess I'm just naturally lazy. I don't know. I don't like working too hard. But frankly, I believe that I've done a very outstanding job here. And I guess we can tell you that. And I just like it. Everything you like, goddamn, you can excel at what I want.
But they judge by the sales line.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Is that your connection with Davies, the sports man?
I sell Morley B. Davies Time. Yeah. He is the J. Walt Thompson representative for the Ford Motor Company of the entire United States.
More or less.
More of the representative. That's what I think it is.
The West.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
Well, they apparently has heard any comment that you made on the
I would say
any told on any other at all.
Davies says, I would say, heard the entire story.
Well, surely that would be if you had actually seen it.
What would that be?
Well, you just seen one and
they said something
like
throwing
one on.
Brother, if I had seen one, and seen the argument. You think I let that fellow walk out of here with a $5,000 check to me?
You don't blame us for coming to see you.
Oh, well, I'm glad you did. I'm glad you did.
I tell us that George Howard has seen those guys. We want to see George
Howard. And you want to see it too, brother. In fact, when you get these things, you can just come down here and get me by the hand and leave me to it, and I'll be very grateful. But the sightings of these ships. In fact, I'll tell you a story that's been really great to hear. About 3 months ago, so the story goes, that within 65 miles from there, one of these things was supposed to have landed, right? And two little girls saw the goddamn thing, as the story goes, ran in to tell their grandmother, right? By the time they convinced their grandmother came out to look at the goddamn thing, it was gone. His grandmother didn't see it.
Well, George, how big was your kids have imagination?
Yeah, that's what it was. There's one who's our program director here. He was riding in Northern Colorado. Big part of Southern Colorado. With his mother. They saw him flying around in the sky. We had a very, very ready wheel on the mat. Put a lot of stock in the wheel. Deal about this, that you are an authority on this. I don't know anything about it. Because I'm just sick of it. I'm just fed up with it right now. I don't even want to talk about it anymore.
Talking to you too.
Yeah, I had a good time. The only thing I have to tell them about.